Momentum on Capitol Hill. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A bill aimed at targeting gun violence remains a work in progress in the Senate, but Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he is comfortable with the framework that's been announced. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
For sure, the bipartisan framework is far from perfect. But if passed, it will unquestionably save lives and would be the most significant action on guns that the Senate has taken in nearly three decades.
He's hoping to get it passed before the July 4th recess. The framework includes expanded background checks for gun buyers under age 21 and financial help for states on red flag laws, mental health, and school safety. Some Republicans raising concern that House Democrats could try to change it in ways that would lose support in the Senate. The House just passing a bill to boost security for Supreme Court justices and their families, days after the arrest of an armed man outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. It's headed to the president's desk. A standoff ends peacefully at a home goods store near Atlanta with a suspect in custody.
This is a very upscale community, Alpharetta, Georgia, just about 26 miles to the north of Atlanta. Police were called there after receiving reports that there was an armed man who was threatening people inside that home goods store. Officers evacuated the building and nearby businesses to conduct a search. They say that no shots were fired at any time and no injuries are reported.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. Police have not confirmed reports the suspect may be a disgruntled employee. The State Department just confirming that American basketball player Brittany Griner will remain detained in Russia at least through July 2nd. This based on Russian media reports, which say the extension of Griner's pretrial detention comes at the request of investigators. The WNBA star has been held since February, accused of having vape cartridges containing hashish oil in her luggage. The State Department spokesman repeating the U.S. call for her release. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
COVID shots for younger kids could clear a key hurdle this week.
Children under five are the last remaining group of Americans unvaccinated against COVID-19. But this week, the FDA's vaccine advisors meet to weigh the risks and benefits of expanding access to Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to kids as young as 6 months. Dr. Jesse Goodman is a former FDA vaccine chief.
Even though severe outcomes are not common in children, when they occur, they're devastating. And if you want to prevent that, you're going to have two options here to do that.
If a favorable recommendation from the Vaccine Advisory Committee is approved by the FDA and CDC, the first shots for tots could begin going into little arms as early as next week.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. The advisory panel meets tomorrow on those shots. Today, they're considering Moderna vaccines for kids ages 6 to 17. Currently, only Pfizer has approval for that age group. The House panel investigating the Capitol riot hits the pause button on hearings.
Three public hearings from the Select Committee were scheduled this week, but tomorrow's session is now postponed. Committee Democrat Zoe Lofgren explains the staff needs more time to put together video elements.
The staff putting together all the videos, you know, doing 1, 2, 3, it was overwhelming, so we're trying to give them a little room.
Tomorrow's hearing was expected to focus on pressure the committee says was applied on the Justice Department following the 2020 election. The next hearing is now scheduled for Thursday. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Thursday's witnesses expected to include a former federal judge and the chief counsel to former Vice President Mike Pence. An hour to the close on Wall Street, the Dow's now down 253 points, extending a two-day plunge. The Nasdaq had been higher but has now turned lower. Gas prices hitting a record for the 18th day in a row. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.